愿大家平安。
Peace be with all.
我们这次神学班正在查考《使徒行传》。
During the NYTS, we have been studying the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传里面有两个很重要的工人。
There are two important workers in the Acts of the Apostles.
一个就是彼得，另外一个是保。
Who are Peter and Paul?
神拣选他们有不同的目的。
God chose them for different purposes.
彼得是为着做犹太人的使徒。
God chose Peter to be an apostle to the Jews.
保罗是做外邦人的使徒。
And Paul to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
保罗一生做了很多的圣工。
Paul did many great works for God in his life.
在几次宣道的旅程当中，把神的国度往外扩张出去。
Through a few missionary trips, he expanded the kingdom of God.
他对主耶稣的认识很深。
He had a profound knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在圣经里面，他大概写了13-14卷的书信。
He wrote about 13-14 epistles in the New Testament.
所以保罗在新约时代的地位可以说是相当的重要。
Therefore, Paul played a very prominent role in the New Testament era.
那为什么保罗能够在神的面前的这么美好的服事？
Why was Paul able to dedicate such a wonderful service to God?
我们仔细看，并不是保罗的背景非常的突出。
If we study the Bible carefully, we notice that it wasn't because Paul had a very prestigious background.
他说他是犹太人。
Paul was a Jew.
主耶稣拣选包括保罗、巴拿巴在内，大概有十五个使徒。
The Lord Jesus had altogether chosen about 15 apostles.
只有保罗是当时的法利赛。
Only Paul was the Pharisee.
其他都不是法利赛。
The rest were not Pharisees.
就是当时宗教的这个领导者。
The Pharisees being the religious leaders of that time.
保罗在加玛利的门下受过教育。
Paul was under the school of Gamaliel.
这个加玛利相当出名，大家所敬重。
Gamaliel was a very prominent teacher. Everyone respected him.
但是我们从圣经看起来，这个保罗的美好的服事跟这个不是有绝对的关系。
But the Bible tells us that Paul's service, wonderful service, did not have much to do with his former training.
他甚至说，我过去认为有益的，现在我因为认识耶稣，当作有损。
In fact, he said that what he considered profitable, he now considered a loss for the sake of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看保罗跟彼得在服事不太一样。
There is a difference between Paul's service and that of Peter.
彼得出来服事的时候，两手空空的是渔夫。
When Peter came out to serve the Lord, he was empty-handed. He was just a fisherman.
所以圣经说他是无学的小民。
The Bible called them unschooled men.
但是听他讲到，又觉得他是跟过耶稣的。
But the people were able to recognize that he was a follower of Christ.
他是什么都没有的一个人。
Peter had nothing.
但是为什么他也能够为人做美好的工作呢？
But why was he able to do such great work for God?
我们就看他在服事人的过程，神一直加给他。
We can see that through his life of service, God continued to add to him gifts and grace.
凡是服事神需要的，神都一直给他。
Whatever he needed to do God's work, God continued to add upon him.
所以他能够在神面前的美好的服事，把神的托付做完。
That's why he was able to complete the service for God beautifully.
但是保罗被拣选的时候，跟彼得就不太一样。
Paul, however, was chosen under a very different circumstance.
保罗被拣选的时候，彼得没有的保罗都有。
Whatever Peter did not have, Paul had.
而且保罗所有的超过当时的世代。
In fact, what Paul possessed was above average.
在书信里面，我们可以看到神就一直把它消掉。
But through Paul's epistles, we can see that God continued to take away these secular things.
就是对服侍神没有什么帮助的，神一直改变他的心意，他的观念一直在变，说这个没有用，一直消掉。
God continued to change his mind and attitude so that these things became unimportant.
消到最后，他说：“我所能够夸的就是我的软弱。”
In the end, the only thing he could boast of was his weakness.
我们想象保罗这一个人，一个很有权柄能够抓基督徒的人。
Paul was a man of authority, one who could persecute and arrest Christians.
我看他在写罗马书，非常的有这个思想一个人。
And when we read Romans, we can see that he was a man of great thinking.
但是他说我所能够夸耀就是我的软弱。
But he said that the only thing he could boast of was his weakness.
真的神改变他的心。
God has transformed his heart.
但是保罗美好的服事，最重要就是因为他的心。
So Paul's wonderful service has a lot to do with his heart.
箴言里面说，一生的果效是从心发出来。
Proverbs tells us that From our heart comes the wellspring of life.
我们的生活到底会有产生什么样的情况？到最后决定的关键是我们的心。
The results of our lives come from our heart.
那我们现在从圣经来看看啊，保罗是用什么样的心来过基督徒的生活，来服侍神。
So from the Bible, we would like to study what kind of heart Paul had and how he served God.
我们现在看腓立比书第一章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1
第八章
Verse 8
我体会基督耶稣的心肠切切想念你们众人这是神可以给我做见证的第九节
Verse 9
我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多这里保罗在提到腓立比教会他说我体会耶稣基督的心肠切切想念你们众人
Paul says, I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
保罗到非洲去到欧洲去传道第一个建立的教会就是腓立比教会
The first church Paul established in Europe was the church of Philippi.
从第一个种子吕底亚开始整个教会就是同心合意在兴旺福音
Since the first seed, Lydia, was planted, the whole church had worked together to prosper the gospel.
后来保罗离开了腓立比
Paul left Philippi later.
保罗还是非常想念他们
But he longed for them.
所以他写信给腓立比教会
Therefore, he wrote a letter to the Philippians.
他说他这个想念是因为有耶稣基督的心肠
And he longed for them with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督的心肠也就是怜悯慈爱的心肠
This is a heart of compassion and love.
所以保罗已经离开腓立比很久也很远了
Paul was far away from Philippi and he had been away for a long time.
但是因为有主耶稣的爱就把他跟腓立比的信徒就连在了一起
But because of the affection of Jesus Christ He was bound together with the Philippians
所以保罗真的是一个很有爱心的人
Paul was indeed a man of love
腓立比教会不是他的亲戚
The Philippians were not his relatives
但是因为主的爱在里面他常常想念他们
But because of the love of Christ in him He always longed for them
知道他们就是神的工作
He knew that they were the work of God
他们要保罗需要继续不断地在照顾他们让他们的信仰能够更加的成长
and that Paul must continue to nourish them so that they may continue to grow
今天我们怎么样能够联合在一起
today how can we join together in unity
就需要有主耶稣的心肠在我们里面
we need the affection of Jesus Christ
教会本身并没有什么外在的力量可以勉强我们
no external force in the church can force us to be together
那信徒怎么样能够联合成为一个家庭
So how can church members become part of a family?
就是因为主的心肠在我们里面。
We need to have the heart of affection of Jesus Christ.
所以有主的心在我们里面，我们很想要到教会里面来。
If we have the heart of Jesus Christ, we would long to come to church.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
我们每一个信徒都是弟兄姐妹。
And every member is a brother or sister in Christ.
因为有主的爱，所以我们看到信徒觉得很高兴。
Because of the love of Christ in us, we rejoice when we see brothers and sisters.
因此我们到礼拜六大家聚集在一起，大家非常喜乐。
On Saturdays, when we get together, we are filled with joy.
就是因为基督的心肠在我们里面。
This is because we have the heart of Christ in us.
如果有一天我们看到我们的孩子没有感觉。
If one day we don't feel anything when we see our kids,
那是因为没有爱。
That's because that means we have lost our love for them.
如果有一天我们看到教会的信徒没有感觉。
Likewise, if we don't have any feelings when we see our brothers and sisters in church,
是因为我们里面没有基督的爱。
That means we lack the love of Christ.
如果有一天我们没有来教会，我们没有感觉。
If one day we don't feel anything when we don't come to church,
是因为我们里面没有基督的爱。
That shows we lack the love of Christ in us.
所以如果我们有基督的爱
If we do have the love of Christ in us,
我们会觉得来到教会看到弟兄姊妹就是我们的满足
We will be satisfied just to be here to see brothers and sisters.
我们看到教会里面在开圣会我们很喜欢到教会来看看因为看看我们组内的这些青年看了就很高兴
When there are sacred events in church, we would like to come and just meet the brothers and sisters here and rejoice with them.
这个爱越强我们越想到教会里面来
The more of such love we have, the more we want to be at church.
那但这种我们到教会里面来，对教会就是一种鼓励。
And when we come to church, we become an encouragement to the congregation.
基督的心肠。
This is the affection of Jesus Christ.
我们现在看罗马书第九章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我在基督里说真话，并不是谎言，由我的良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。第二节
，two，
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。第三节
，three，
为我弟兄骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，也是愿意的。第四节
，four，
他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、主约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。保罗对神的救恩深深的认识。
Paul had a deep understanding of God's salvation.
他知道救恩的可贵。
He knew the importance of salvation.
他也知道没有进入救恩的可怕。
And he knew the dread of not being saved.
那么他回想过来看犹太人。
He considered the Jews.
他本身是犹太人。
He being one of them.
所以他说这是我的骨肉。
He said, they are my flesh.
是我的弟兄。
They are my brothers.
所以保罗真的有这种爱同胞、爱民族的心肠。
Paul had an affection for his race and his people.
所以保罗觉得，如果他们能够得救，因为这样保罗跟基督分离，他也愿意。
Paul could wish that he were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of his brothers.
所以我们可以看到，保罗为着带领犹太人的归族啊，为着犹太人的归族，他的爱是何等的恳切。
We can imagine the deep and profound affection of Paul for his own race, for their salvation.
所以因为这种爱人灵魂的心呢，因此保罗不断的一直往外去传福音。
Because of his great love for souls, he continued to preach the gospel.
在哥林多后书里面，保罗提到他很多为主所受的苦难。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul wrote about all the sufferings he went through for Christ.
他被鞭打。
He was whipped.
那有时候遇到假弟兄被陷害。
He faced the danger of false brothers.
有时候船坏了好几天。
The danger of shipwreck.
有时候没有东西吃。
Yeah, going through hunger.
有时候甚至面临死亡。
Sometimes even facing death.
我们想想看哦，如果今天呢、啊、有一个公司要征聘一个雇员哈、哦，那 job description 就是哥林多后书那个保罗受的苦。
Imagine if a company is hiring someone and the job descriptions are all the sufferings recorded in 2 Corinthians 11.
说这个工作就是要被打。
So your job will be to be beaten.
要下监被丢石头。
To be imprisoned and stoned.
要肚子饿。
You'll be hungry.
谁会去应征呢？
Who would interview for this job?
可能有。
Perhaps some would do.
但那个价钱应该相当的高。
But the salary must be extremely high.
因为这个命都不要，你想价钱要多高？
Because you are risking your life.
但是保罗一直往前去。
But Paul continued forward.
他在传福音的过程，他说我没有拿钱啊。
He never received money from the believers.
我自己支帐篷。
He was a tent maker.
我来维持我生活的需要。
He supported his own livelihood.
所以很简单，保罗在服侍神不是任何一种物质上的这种驱使。
So Paul had no ulterior motive in serving God.
原因就是他对人的一种爱。
His only motivation was his love for Christ.
他爱人的灵魂。
And his love for souls.
希望每一个人能够得救。
He could wish that everyone be saved.
所以因为出这个爱心，所以他很不断的一直努力去传福音。
Out of this great compassion, he continued to preach diligently.
今天我们的爱有肉体的爱，也有属灵的爱。
Today, our love can consist of physical affection or spiritual love.
每一个父母都爱他的子女。
Every parent loves his or her child.
所以我们很顾念我们子女的健康。
We care about our children's health.
我们很顾念我们子女的学业。
We care about their school.
我们很顾念我们子女属世的前途。
We care about their secular careers.
因为我们爱他们。
This is because we love them.
但是如果我们的爱能够提升到这种基督的爱。
However, if our love can be elevated to the love of Christ,
就好像保罗被基督的爱所充满，
just as Paul was filled with the love of Christ,
那我们对我们家庭的这种顾虑就已经进到属灵的层次。
Then our concern for our families will become spiritual concerns.
我们为着肉体的好处为我们的家庭辛苦很多。
We work very hard for the physical well-being of our family.
但是我们想象到我们为着我们家庭属灵上的好处我们下了多大的功夫。
But how much effort have we put in for the spiritual benefit of our family?
所以当一个人的爱不断的提升，
when a person's love continues to elevate,
我们发现他在劳苦他在劳心的那个对象那个方向就会改变。
The direction of their labor and toil will change.
就好像保罗一样，
just like Paul,
他奉献他所有的就是要人能够灵魂得救，要人的灵性不断的进步。
He offered all that he had for the sake of saving souls and to increase their faith.
神就是爱。
God is love.
当一个人服侍神，真的是出于爱神的心。
If a person serves God out of sincere love for God,
神就在中间。
God is with him.
那如果我们在外表很机械的在服侍神，
But if we only serve God mechanically,
那里面没有一种爱在里面，
Without any love in us,
没有爱就是没有神。
Without love, there is no God.
如果我们里面没有神，神怎么会同工？
If God is not in us, how can He work with us?
所以保罗到处所到的地方，圣经说啊，好像瘟疫一样。
So the Bible describes Paul's missionary trips as a plague.
因为他工作力量很大。
Because he had great power.
神跟他同工。
God worked with him.
因为他里面有一种爱在里面。
This is because his heart was one of love.
我们现在看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Please turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。第七节，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7。
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。第八节。
8。
我这样既然是这样爱你们，不但愿意将福音传给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。我们再看十一节
，verse 11啊，
你们晓得我们是怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。十二节
，12
要叫你们行事为人对得起主，照你们进他国得他荣耀的神。这里保罗在提到说，他对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒好像母亲在带儿女，也好像父亲在带儿女。
Paul treated the Thessalonians as a mother to her children and the father to his children.
因为这帖撒罗尼迦是保罗在大征战、大逼迫中的福音传进去的。
The church in Thessalonica was established during great persecution.
那保罗要栽培他们信仰长大
，and Paul raised them up in the faith.
他的心呢，好像父母一样。
His heart was like that of a parent.
我们想想看，一个父母要栽培子女长大要多少年
？How many years does it take for parents to raise up their children?
你要栽培到子女自己可以吃、自己可以穿，最少要五六年。
It takes at least 5 or 6 years to the point where children can eat and clothe themselves.
但是你要栽培到子女在心灵上也成熟，十几年。
But it would take over a decade for children to become mature.
那一个人受洗以后就是出生的婴孩。
When a person is baptized, he is a spiritual infant.
灵性上刚刚开始在长大。
He is just beginning to grow spiritually.
所以从一个人开始慕道，一直到他灵性长大到可以成熟独立，大概2年到3年跑不掉。
So it would take at least 2 to 3 years for a person to go from a period of searching for the truth.To the time of spiritual maturity.
那这个两年到三年的时间，需要有人去跟他跟进。
During these 2 or 3 years, it takes we need people to follow up on them.
好像父亲又好像母亲去照顾他，然后使他灵性能够不断的长大。
They need to be like a father or a mother to take care of them until they mature.
我们大家都有经验照顾孩子的经验。
Many of us have the experience of raising children.
在很多的时间跟精力。
We spend a lot of effort and time on our children.
有一次我从非洲回来。
Once I returned from Africa.
看我小孩子手里拿一个东西。
And my children were holding something in their hands.
没有几分钟就按一下。
After a while, they were playing with the device.
睡觉以前按一下。
And before they went to bed, they would play with it.
后来我发现是他在养那个电子的鸡。
So I found out that they were raising electronic chicken, so to speak.
说可以养到二十几磅。
So that they could raise them until they are 20 some pounds.
那一阵子真的疯狂啊，无时无刻就在注意他那个鸡死掉了。
The children were crazy over this toy at that time. Sometimes the chicken would die.
所以一个电子鸡都很难养啊，你想想一个小孩子多难养。
It's hard just to raise a chicken in a toy. How much more difficult to raise a real child?
那我们就可以知道说，一个人信仰从初信要栽培他到长大，这是要下很大的功夫。
So we can imagine how much effort we have to put in to bring someone up in the faith.
所以我们需要有这种爱心呢，来帮助这个初信的灵性一直在成长。
So we need to have great love in order to help those.Who are growing spiritually.
那在我们在教会里面所听到这个道理标准相当高。
The teachings we hear in the church have a high standard.
那特别一个人活几十年以后都有自己的想法。
When a person has been around in this world for many decades, they have their own thinking.
有自己的生活方式。
They have their own lifestyles.
那现在要改变自己的生活方式跟自己的想法来符合圣经的教训，这是相当困难。
Now after conversion, for them to transform their thinkings and lifestyles to the teachings of the Bible is quite difficult.
那在这个过程当中有很多的挣扎，有很多的软弱。
And through this process, they had to go through many struggles and weaknesses.
那就需要有一个像父亲、像母亲一样给他帮忙、给他指引。
Therefore, it would take someone who is like a father or a mother to guide them and teach them.
但是这需要时间，这也需要力量。
All these take time and effort.
为这个人代祷。
They need to pray for these newly baptized.
所以有时候我们发现，虽然受洗人很多，但是真的要进到这个栽培的阶段里面，你会发现，真的是不太容易。
Sometimes maybe a lot of people are baptized at once, but it is difficult to raise them up.
因此，保罗的心肠，有主的心肠，去栽培这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
Paul, however, had a spiritual affection to raise Thessalonians.
今天呢、啊，这是告诉我们。我们在教会的圣工应该不止于限于一些行政事务的工作。
Therefore, our sacred work should not be confined to administrative tasks.
当然，这是需要的。
While those are necessary,
但是帮助别人信仰成长，这也是很需要的。
It is even more necessary to help people grow in their faith.
但是这需要有爱心。
And it takes great love.
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章
Second Corinthians chapter 5
第八节
Verse 8
后书第五章第八节
Second Corinthians 5 verse 8
我们坦然无惧更是愿意离开身体与主同住第九节
9
所以我无论是住在身内离开身外我立的志向要得主的喜悦第十节
10.
因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报保罗在这里说
Paul says here,
有一个心志
that he has this goal
就是要得到主的喜悦
and that goal is to please the Lord
因为有一天我们要在基督的台前来接受审判
He says for one day we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ
所以他活着一天他就要讨神喜欢一天
So as long as he lived he must please the Lord
这是他的一种很重要的心志
This was Paul's important determination
今天我们信耶稣我们称耶稣做主耶稣
Today as believers we call Jesus our Lord
那为什么我们加上一个主
Why do we call him our Lord?
主就是我们的主人。
The word Lord means he is our master.
他是我们的主宰。
He is our creator.
我们是他的仆人。
We are his servants.
我们是归属于他的。
We belong to him.
所以既然称主耶稣，我们的生活应该尊主为大。
Since we call him Lord Jesus, we should honor him as Lord in our life.
那这样我们才能够真的讨神喜欢。
Only then can we please him.
在圣经撒母耳记上我们看这个撒母耳记上十五章
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15
第一节
Verse 1
撒母耳记上十五章的第一节
Chapter 15 1 Samuel verse 1
撒母耳对扫罗说神差我高你为王治理他的百姓以色列所以你应当听从神的话这个第一节啊，神告诉扫罗，借着撒母耳告诉扫罗。
The Lord spoke to Saul through Samuel.
因为扫罗是第一个神所立的王。
Saul was the first anointed king.
当然，他得神的恩典很大。
He was very blessed.
那在第一节里面告诉他说，你是万人的王。
And verse 1 tells us that he was the king over his people.
但是在你的上面有我，就是神。
But God told him, above you, I am above you.
所以以色列百姓听你，但是你要听我的话。
The Israelites will listen to you, but you must listen to me.
所以他先把这个关系位置讲好了。
So Samuel gave him the proper understanding.
那第二节开始啊，就给他一件事情去做。
Then in the second verse, Saul was instructed to carry out a command.
就是去把亚玛力人除掉。
Which was to annihilate the Amalekites.
但是在做这件事情的过程当中
But in the process of carrying out this command,
我发现扫罗已经把自己的喜好加诸在神的命令之上。
Saul had placed his personal preference over and above God's command.
也就是说神已经不是他的主。
He no longer considered God his Lord.
他自己在控制他自己。
He was in charge.
所以神就觉得很忧伤了。
Therefore, the Lord was grieved.
因此我们看十五章的二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
说神喜爱燔祭和平安祭，岂人喜悦他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。说听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To heed is better than the fat of rams.
所以一个人要得到神的喜欢。
To please the Lord.
就是要尊神为大，听从神的命令。
We need to exalt him and obey him.
那这是保罗在做神的工作一个很重要的心智。
This was an important attitude that Paul had in his service.
在使徒行传里面我们看到圣工有一个很大的突破。
In the Acts of the Apostles, we see a great expansion of God's work.
就是从亚洲传到欧洲去。
And one of the turning points was when the gospel reached Europe.
那在这个圣工突破的过程当中
at this breakthrough point,
我们看保罗完全顺服神的带领。
We can see that Paul submitted to God's guidance totally.
看使徒行传十六章。
Let's read Acts chapter 16.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗来到特比又到路斯德。这里说保罗来到路斯德。
Paul came to Lystra.
第六节。
Verse 6.
圣灵禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。他们经过吕弗加拉太一带的地方。第七节。
7.
到了买西亚边界，他们想要往庇堆尼去，耶稣的灵却不许。第八节。
8.
他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去。第九节。
9.
在夜间有异象显于保罗，有一个马其顿人来站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。第十节。
10.
保罗看见这个异象，随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。我们看保罗在这段圣经里面看到保罗有自己的计划。
Paul had his own plans.
但是有好几次神借着圣灵感动他说不要到那个地方去。
But for a few times the Lord moved him to the Holy Spirit and told him not to go to those places.
他又改变了。
So he changed his plans.
神不愿意他去，他又改变了。
And God forbid him again, and he changed his plans again.
最后，他看到一个异象。
In the end, he saw a vision.
就是有人来呼叫他到马其顿传福音。
The vision of the Macedonian call.
结果他就去了。
And he went.
所以在这里我们可以看到保罗在做圣工当中，完全是顺服神的带领。
In his ministry, Paul submitted to God's guidance completely.
这个是一个人要讨神喜欢非常重要的一点。
This is a key to pleasing God.
特别当一个人恩赐很大，能力很大的时候。
Especially when the worker of God is full of power and gifts.
人常常在心里面会渐渐好像把自己当作神。
As human beings, we tend to put ourselves above God.
在那个顺序已经颠倒了。
We reverse the priority.
但是保罗一直服侍神到最后一口气，神就是他的主。
For Paul, however, even to the last moment of his life, God has always been his Lord.
他存谦卑的心跟神在同行。
He walked with the Lord with a humble heart.
所以他得到神的喜欢。
Therefore, he pleased the Lord.
今天我们在教会的生活也是需要这样。
And this is the same for the life in the church.
教会里面呢，我虽然我们在这个规则里面说最高决议机构就是信徒大会。
Even though according to our bylaw, the highest decision-making body is the National Church Conference.
但是这个信徒大会上面应该是神。
Or the congregational meeting, but above the congregational meeting should be God.
所以一个会议要得到神的喜欢不是大家觉得怎样，应该是神要我们怎么做。
So during meetings, the important thing is not what we like to do, but what God wants us to do.
那所以就能够蒙到神的祝福。
When we have the attitude, we will please God.
好像他们在耶路撒冷会议在讨论外邦人要不要受割礼。
During the Jerusalem Council, they discussed whether Gentiles needed to be circumcised.
他们所注重的不是传统怎么做。
They did not consider the tradition.
他们所注重是神要我们怎么做。
But they wanted to know what God wanted them to do.
所以到最后说，圣灵跟我们一起决定。
In the end, their conclusion was that the Holy Spirit made the decision with them.
这个是保罗的心智。
This was Paul's heart.
讨神喜欢。
He pleased the Lord.
在使徒行传十六章里面
In Acts chapter 16,
神借着保罗行出神迹出来。
God performed great miracles through Paul.
啊，那神迹行出来以后，考验就到了十四章。
After the miracles were performed, tribulations came.
请看十四章的十一节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 11.
众人看见保罗所做的，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“神借着人的形象降临在我们中间。”十二节
，12.
于是称巴拿巴为丢失，称保罗为米西尔，因为他是说话的首领。啊，十三节
，13.
有城外丢失庙的祭司牵着牛羊，拿着花圈来到门前，要同众人使使徒献祭。啊，保罗行了神迹以后
，After Paul performed these miracles，
他们就牵着牛羊来献祭给他。
These pagans came and brought wreaths and animals to worship them.
但是保罗很害怕，就跳进众人撕，把他衣服撕开。
Paul, however, jumped into the crowd and tore his clothes.
说我们跟你一样是人呐、啊、
，saying we are men just like you.
你们应该归荣耀给那天上的神。
You should give glory to the God in heaven.
说我们看这个保罗在服侍神的过程，他不敢被偶像化。
Paul was afraid to be idolized.
人真的很软弱
，Human beings are weak。
我们是人，我们常常要被人当神来崇拜。
As human beings, people worship heroes。
虽然我们没有做什么大的工作
，Even though we may not have done a great job，
但是保罗做了很大的工作。他谦卑，他是人。
But Paul did great work and he was very humble。
他只要神得到荣耀。
He only cared about God's glory。
所以保罗的一心一意啊，就是他所做所行的一切，在神面前能够被神喜欢。
Therefore, Paul was very focused in pleasing God in whatever he did or thought。
我们先看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans
十六章
，Chapter 16。
十五章二十节。
Chapter 15, rather, verse 20.
罗马书十六章二十节。
Romans 15, verse 20.
说我立的志向不在基督的名被称过地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
如果我们看英文圣经，这个志向英文把它翻作 ambition 就是野心。
Notice the word ambition。
所以保罗没有对自己的工作感到自满。
Paul was never satisfied with his own accomplishment。
他有一个理想。
He had a goal。
英文圣经把它说他有一个野心。
He had an ambition。
希望能够在没有人传过福音的地方到那个地方去传。
To preach the gospel where the gospel is not known。
那要达到这个理想，他本身要做开拓的先锋。
To reach that ambition, he must be a pioneer。
那这要牺牲很大。
That required great sacrifice on his part。
第一代移民到美国人来，好辛苦。
Consider the first generation immigrants to the U.S. How hard they worked。
除了读书之外，有的去加油站，这加油。
They had to go to schools to study, and some worked at the gas stations。
好几年了都没有回到家去。
And some never get to return home for many years。
这是先锋啊，最辛苦。
They are the pioneers, therefore they work the hardest。
那到现在来美国留学啊，半年就回家一次，太舒服了。
But today those foreign students in America can return home every half a year. It's very comfortable。
因为基础别人已经打好了。
This is because the foundation has been laid。
那圣经里面讲这个 ambition 啊，有两种。
There are two kinds of ambitions in the Bible。
雅各书里面在讲这个地上的智慧。
James tells us about the earthly wisdom。
他提到地上的智慧有一种叫 self ambition， 就自我的野心。
One of the manifestations of earthly wisdom is selfish ambition。
就是头脑很聪明。
That means a person is very smart。
但是他所做的到最后就是那个野心啊，那个往外扩张的志向是为自己。
And his ambitions are completely self-centered。
这个就是地上的智慧。
This is earthly wisdom。
但是保罗这个野心是往外，是为着神啊。
But Paul's ambition was for God。
这是一个保罗很重要的心智。为什么他三次宣道的旅程能够做得完
？This was an important factor in Paul's successful missionary trip。
因为他有一个理想。
Paul had a goal。
他希望往这个理想去进步。
And he worked towards this goal。
所以人在世界上不能够没有这种心智或者理想。
Therefore, living in this world, we cannot live without ambitions or goals.
如果我们每一个信徒啊，我们就是说，每个礼拜六捧一本圣经来做一做就回去了，就这样了。
If our only goal is to come to church every Sabbath and bring our Bible here and sit for an hour and go home,
教会是怎么发展？
Then how can the church grow?
你看，我们每一个人，如果你在做生意，都有理想。
Everyone who conducts business has a goal.
我几年以后生意要做到什么程度？
They have business plans about their progress.
我们教养小孩子，我们有理想。
When we teach our children, we have goals.
要让他到什么教育？
We want to bring them to a certain level of education.
我们建设家庭有一个理想。
When we establish our families, we have ambitions.
结婚之前就讨论我们以后家庭怎么办。
Even before marriage, we discuss our future plans.
我们的教会应该有理想。
Likewise, the church needs to have an ambition.
理想会带给人压力。
Ambitions will give us pressure.
但是只有压力会带给人进步。
But only pressure can bring us success.
50年代、60年代，美国在发展太空工业。
In the 1950s and 60s, the U.S. Was developing aeronautic technology.
很多人不能够了解。
Many people didn't understand why we.
几十亿的美金弄到这个地方，把一个人送到太空做什么
？Because they spent billions of dollars into this technology. Why do we want to send people to space?
但这是一个理想。
But it was America's dream.
但是因为这个理想带动了很多通信、航空、什么电子工业，全部都进步了。
And because of this dream, other technologies were greatly advanced.
那我们现在到非洲去看。
But if you go to Africa,
生活没有压力。
You see that their lives are without pressure.
很多树下，你看到一大堆人在那睡午觉。
Under every tree, there'll be people sleeping, taking naps.
生活没有压力。
They have no pressures in life.
他没有理想。
Because they have no dream.
那你也可以看到非常的落后。
But they are underdeveloped.
但是这个是世界的层面。
We're talking in terms of secular accomplishments.
那回到我们属灵上也是一样。
But the same principle applies to spiritual things.
我们对我们教会有没有理想？
Do we have ambitions for our church?
我们教会的宣道工作理想是什么？
What are the ambitions for preaching the gospel?
有一个理想，我们才有个努力的目标，才有个压力。
With ambitions, we have goals and pressures.
我们对宗教教育有没有一个理想？
Do we have ambitions for our religious education?
我们很多的青年在这个地方参加 NYTS.
We have many young people attending the NYTS.
非常感谢神。
We thank God very much.
但是有一件是事实。
But there is a fact.
就是属灵知识非常不足。
And the fact that is we lack spiritual knowledge.
很多很基本的圣经知识我们都不知道。
We don't even know some of the basic teachings in the Bible.
那我只是想为什么会这个现象发生
？So what causes?
因为美国教会从过去到现在没有一个有系统的宗教教育。
From the beginning of the church in America, we have always we did not have a good religious education.
最近才开始在建立起。
It is only in the recent years that we began to establish this foundation.
那要怎么样让我们的青年信主几年以后，那个属灵的知识很丰富
？How can our young people or the newly baptized be nourished spiritually?
使他的信仰有一个根基。
How can they be rooted in their faith?
这个就是宗教教育一个理想。
That should be the ambition of religious education.
有了这个理想之后，我们就有一个压力。
With this ambition, we have pressure.
包括我们的家庭也是一样。
The same is true with our families.
我们家庭有没有一个属灵的理想
？In our families, do we have spiritual ambitions?
我们常常把这个理想都建在更大的房子上面。
Oftentimes, our ambitions are bigger houses.
更高的生活水准上面。
Better livelihood.
但是，请问我们的家庭有没有一个属灵的理想？
But do we have a spiritual ambition in our family?
我希望我的家庭能够达到在灵性上达到什么程度
？What spiritual level do I want my family to reach?
如果我们有一个理想
，If we have such ambition，
我们的家庭有一个压力
，Then our families will feel the pressure.
常常在一起祷告，常常在一起读圣经。
As a result, we'll get together to pray and read the Bible.
常常在一起做圣工。
We'll get together to work for God.
那有一种动作在里面，使我们能够渐渐往前进步。
When there is action involved, there is progress.
所以保罗的心。产生保罗的一生啊，做出很多很重要的工作。
Paul's heart determined the course of his life and his ministry.
第一个就是他的爱心。
And the first was his heart of love.
对神对人的爱心。
His heart of love to God and to men.
基督的爱充满在他里面。
The love of Christ filled him.
第二个就是他讨神喜欢的心。
Secondly, he had a heart of pleasing God.
尊神为大。
He honored God.
谦卑与神同行。
He walked humbly with God.
第三个就是他的理想，他的野心。
Thirdly, he had a heart of great ambition.
是吧？三次宣道旅程，把神的工作传出去。
So through three missionary trips, he expanded the gospel of God.
所以我们需要效法保罗。
Let us imitate Paul.
像他这种心智。
Let us imitate his heart.
来过属灵的生活。
And lead a spiritual life.